Hosanna, in Hosanna, the little children sing. Through pillar, court, and temple, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus, who had blessed them, close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. From Olivet they followed, mid an exultant crowd. The victor palm branch waving and chanting clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in lowly state, nor scorned that little children should on his bidding wait. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing, for Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord our heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice.
The congregation may be seated. Time to sing. Thank you, children. We continue with the responsive reading right at the front page of the order of service. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors,
that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors,
that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
We now sing the first three verses of the hymn, the baptism hymn, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized. And as we talked about before with the baptism group, you can come up during the third verse we sing.
Christians who have been baptized, who know the God of heaven, and in whose daily Consider now what God has done, thy gifts he gives to everyone, baptized into Christ Jesus. You were before your day of birth, indeed from your conception, condemned and lost with all the earth, none good without exception. For like your parents, flesh and blood, turned inward from the highest good, you constantly denied him. But all of that was washed away, immersed and drowned forever. The water of your baptism day restored again whatever old Adam and his sin destroyed, and all our sinful selves employed according to our nature.
The entire order of baptism is printed in the bulletin. The order of service, you'll notice that there's a few times that the congregation responds with amen and a few other things. Those are all written in bold print. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful, and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be forever lost unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. I speak to our baptism candidate. How are you named?
Delishay Helena Saxton.
Delishay Helena Saxton. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Delishay according to your boundless mercy, and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through the saving flood, all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Lutheran church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the small catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them in the holy life of faith in Christ and love for neighbor. I speak to Teresa and to Taylor. Is it your intention to serve Delachey as sponsors in the Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do.
Amen.
I'm going to cut away from the scripture just for a moment. Delachey has worked with me and my wife, Deborah, and the sponsor have helped Delachey to learn God's word and the catechism up to this point. And if you count them, she's worked through 35 pages of worksheets that I've done, and she's worked on following learning the small catechism, and those are discussion points. Yesterday, she met with me and the sponsors and my wife and the two elders, and we had a brief examination of her faith, a summary of the things that she has learned. She has concentrated to this point on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and baptism. And she gave a confession and answers to those things yesterday. She is going to continue working all the way up to Pentecost, which is in June, on learning more about the Lord's Prayer and confession and absolution and the Lord's Supper. And then she will be confirmed in June and receive her first Lord's Supper. So this is the process that she has been going through. I mention all this at just this point because you see she has a few little brief questions, very important questions of faith to answer there. And I just want to let you know, she has been answering a lot more questions, and she is learning about our triune God and the Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, about baptism. So this is where she is at this time, and I'm very happy that we're to this point. We continue with what's written. Delachey Helena Saxton, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as confessed in the Apostles' Creed?
Yes, I believe.
We confess together with Delachey our faith in the triune God, into whose name we are baptized, and we use the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Delachey Helena Saxton, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Delachey Helena Saxton, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Delachey, in holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Delishay Helena Saxton the new birth and holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We sang the baptism hymn again, but verses 4, 5, and 6.
In baptism we now put on Christ, our shame is fully covered. With all that he once sacrificed and freely for us suffered, for here the flood of his own blood now makes us holy, right, and good before our heavenly Father. O Christian, firmly hold this gift and give God thanks forever. It gives the power to uplift in all that you endeavor. When nothing else revives your soul, your baptism stands and makes you whole, and then in death completes you. So use it well, you are made new in Christ, a new creation. As faithful Christians, live and do within your own vocation until that day when you possess his glorious robe of righteousness bestowed on you forever.
The congregation is invited to stand. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy on us.
Forgive us our sins,
and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress.
My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years are sighing.
My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away.
Because of all my adversaries, I have become a reproach.
Especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me.
I have been forgotten like one who is dead.
I have become like a broken vessel.
For I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side.
As they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life.
But I trust in you, O Lord.
I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand.
Rescue me from the hand of my enemy and from my persecutors.
Make your face shine on your servant.
Save me in your steadfast love.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 32, beginning at verse 36. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free. Then he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifice and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver me out of my hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. St. Paul wrote, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Choir can come forward for the choir anthem.
Children.
congregation is invited to stand, and we sing the verse. It is printed in the bulletin.
These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now among those who went up to the worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus, and Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world and will keep it for eternal life, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd that stood there and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "The voice has come for your sake, not mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So the crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" So Jesus said to them, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, and you may become sons of light." When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him, so that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe, for again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him. But for the fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. O Jesus, King, most wonderful, O conqueror renowned, O source of darkened hearts, then
you'd like to follow along with the sermon notes, they are on the inside of the cover of the bulletin. Who is this king that comes riding on a donkey that the people praise that day and that we also praise today? Who is this king? We did not read the order of, or the scripture reading for Palm Sunday, the of him riding into Jerusalem. The John reading was assigned, but I read as printed there in the bulletin from Luke 19 in the sermon notes. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." May the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This king, they proclaimed him king. And already there, in the record that Luke wrote down, the Pharisees aren't happy. Tell them to be quiet. They shouldn't be calling you that. But Jesus said, if they don't call me that, even the stones will cry out. All of creation will acknowledge Jesus as king. And also read there, as it's printed from Matthew 21, another record of that day. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks in the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Right there in those two readings, a couple of different opinions, a couple of different ideas. You already see I'm jumping to part two, or the little subtitle of part two. This is a crucial question, because this morning, Delashay and all baptized Christians are baptized into the name of Jesus. So who is this Jesus? Who is this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? It's not a small thing to say that I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Then who is he if we say that? I have a couple blanks there, just a couple of phrases from those two readings. The crowd said, "Blessed is the king." They called him a king who comes in the name of the Lord. As Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, riding on that donkey, they were honoring him. They were expecting him to have a kingdom. They called him the Son of David. That's very significant. That means this is the man, this is the one who is going to fulfill all those promises made to King David, and on and on. They said, "Peace in heaven." That is not a small thing to say. Peace in heaven. Because this Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, they're saying there's peace in heaven. When there's others were asking, who is this? Notice what was said there in that Luke reading. He said, Matthew reading, this is the prophet Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth. That's a lot of different things to be saying. Okay, so he's a king. who brings peace from heaven. He's the son of David. That he is the prophet from Nazareth. Well, is he all those things or just one of those things? That's what the crowds were saying. Those are just a few things that the crowds were saying, as recorded in Matthew and Luke. What about the Pharisees and the Sadducees and other Jewish leaders? There's a brief reading from John 11. There's other readings, too, about what they thought about Jesus, but just these couple of verses. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." They said he's a miracle worker. He's doing miraculous things. And they also said he's a threat to us. He's a threat to our political power. Because if everybody follows him, there's going to be riots or who knows what's going on. And then Pilate and the Romans will be unhappy with us and they'll throw us out of our power. He's a threat to us. Those are examples, right, from that time in the scriptures, what some people were saying about Jesus. What about today? Christians acknowledge Jesus to be the Son of God, God Himself. It's interesting because the crowds in the reading from Matthew said He's a prophet, and many people today say He is a prophet, not necessarily God. That is a whole huge part of the world. Muslims recognize Jesus as a prophet, but not God. A lot of people say that. Other people believe, well, Jesus was a great philosopher. He was a good man, and God really worked through him, but he was a man. There's Hindus will say he was a great man, a philosopher, and other religions as well. And the Jews recognize him as a philosopher, a good man. And then when you really get down to the nitty-gritty of what's going on, not only today in the world, but in former years as well, in former decades and centuries, believing in Jesus, how does that affect our place in the world, or if you have political power in the world? Some people see it advantageous to have recognized Jesus, that I'm for Jesus or Jesus is for me, and some people will see that is not a good thing to say, or I'll only say it this much, this part about Jesus, but not the whole Jesus. I follow this much of Jesus' teachings, but not that of his Jesus' teachings. If I say this, I'm okay. I'll be accepted. If I say this, I won't be accepted. So I won't say that. Is he a foe or friend in people's politics? See, all kinds of different opinions and ideas. And yet Christians are baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. We should not be confused, but very clear in our minds who Jesus is. One of their very clear statements of the person and just an overview summary of the person and work of Jesus is in Philippians chapter 2, that reading that we had this morning. Paul called Jesus, he is in the form of God. He is the nature of God. Another way of translating that is a nature. But Jesus, being God, he says he did not consider equality to be grasped. And this is really, really important for us to understand the thinking of Jesus, his ministry, and how he approached people as witnessed in the Gospels. He was God. He did not have to force you to say he was God, to make him God. He was God, whether the people recognized it or not. This is God. But he didn't have to grasp it. He didn't have to strive for it. That's what the devil tempted him to do in those three temptations in the wilderness. The devil said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all these kingdoms. Jesus already had all those kingdoms. He did not have to grasp for it. It was his. But why did he not grasp for that? Because Paul says he humbled himself to take the form of a servant. And that is really important to understand, that Jesus became a servant, a humble servant for us. Because we are baptized into his name. Who he is, his life, his manner, his values, like we often say in our society, his values are ours when we're baptized into him. He took upon himself the form of a servant and in the likeness of a human being. He was born in human likeness. And Paul says he's humbled himself to the cross. That was his purpose. So we're baptized into this one that is God and man. Remember those questions, Elishay? God and man. Who went to the cross for us? That is what we are about as baptized Christians. So he has these two natures, God and man. God and human. Why? Why a servant? Why die? So, the Father also exalts him. And that his name is above every single other name. And the next line there, that every, he says in Philippians 2, that every knee in heaven and on earth should bow. Now that is, he's taking that. He's just not making that up or just kind of being, you know, talking in grandiose speech. But he means that every knee in heaven and on earth, that means all the angels, all those who have departed in the faith, whether they're in heaven or hell, and all the demons, everybody will bow before Jesus Christ. Baptized into his name. That's very important. We can't give up his name. We can't follow something else that contradicts his name. His name is honored above all. The Gospels record several occasions where a person is possessed by a demon. And the demons, they confess, Jesus, we know who you are. You're the Holy Son of God. Even though they're evil and they want people to suffer and not be saved, they know who Jesus is. There is nothing we as baptized Christians should fear. For that name we have been baptized into is above all names. There was a phrase, I should have put it in the bulletin. There is one of the questions and study questions that Delachey had. There is nothing more certain and sure in the universe than that God has placed his name upon us and his pledge and promise to forgive us. That is the most certain thing in the world. He pledges his baptized daughter and son to take care of them and to forgive them and to give them everlasting life. That is more certain than death and taxes. More certain. Kingdoms come and go in this world. Taxes come and go. Death, in fact, is not certain in this regard. Jesus has risen from the dead. And he promises to give us eternal life. What is certain is the pledge that God gives to take care of his children. I have the little passage from 2 Corinthians 5:21 written down there. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. He had no sin. He was born without sin. He did no sin. He obeyed his father perfectly. He obeyed his parents perfectly. He taught God's word perfectly. He loved perfectly. He had mercy and compassion perfectly. And he did that for us, so that we who are sinful and fall short every day, we can have his righteousness and our sins on him. That is why he came and humbled himself. The point three, which is cut short with just three little blanks, is a whole sermon itself, but I'll give you the blanks. We are saved by his name, we confess his name, and we serve under his name. Saved, confess, serve. And that's what we baptized Christians are about. We're saved into the name and by the name in which we are baptized. We confess it. I am a Christian. I follow Jesus. I pray our Father, our Heavenly Father. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. And we serve him. That's what we are baptized into. Whatever is going on else in life, these things are passing. What remains is Jesus, his Father and the Holy Spirit, and the promises and pledges he gives to us, his people. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our King. Help us to see his very particular saving for us. Not a saving for always success or recognition or health or whatever people think are important in this world. You take care of us, but you promise to be with us now and forever, which no human power can do. Help us to see Jesus as this King, into whose name we are baptized. And help us to meditate and think on Jesus Christ this coming Holy Week, to know what he has done for us, that he has conquered sin, Satan, and death through his death and resurrection. Grant us his faith, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we sing the offering hymn, All Glory, Loud and Honor. The offering can be brought up during verse 5.
Ring the company of
is praising you on high, and we with all creation in chorus make reply. All glory, laud, and honor to your Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made a sweet hosannas ring. The multitude of pilgrims with palms before you went, our praise and a prayer and anthems before you we present. All glory, laud, and honor to your Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made a sweet hosannas ring. To you before your passion they sang their hymns of praise. To you now high exalted our melody we raise. All glory, laud, and honor to your Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made a sweet ring. As you received their praises, accept the prayers we bring. O source of every blessing, our good and gracious King, all glory, laud, and honor to
the congregation is invited to stand for the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church, printed in the bulletin. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. God Almighty, Christ our Lord, did not count his equality with you something to be grasped, but humbled himself. Grant us a mind like his to spurn all world equality and humbling ourselves to find your greater portion in the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, your Son humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Fix the faith of your church fast upon his death for our salvation. Enrich the proclamation of this gospel and enliven our hearts to live out this faith until Christ comes again in glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you sacrificed your own Son on the cross that we all would be called your children. Increase the faith of all Christian fathers and mothers that they would receive Jesus and his sacrifice for them, and so be enlivened to sacrificial love for their children. Be with your newly baptized daughter, Delachey, and give her a strong and growing faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God and King, your Son entered into Jerusalem as true ruler, poised to lay down his life for his people. Grant that same mind to those in authority over us, that they would discharge their duty even to the least among us, and so receive your commendation. Be with all who fight against and suffer from tyranny and oppression. Please comfort them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord of hosts, your Son, Jesus, came to deliver his people from all evil. Take away the fear of all who suffer in this world. And we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Tasha, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Pauline, Pastor Shirey, and Pastor Berlin. And we remember Matthew Both and his family who lost his father, Paul. As they await the fullness of their salvation, Lord, fix your eyes upon their crucified Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray together, printed in the bulletin.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We praise you, Father, that you have sent your Son, not in wrath, but in mercy.
As we enter this most holy week and ponder together the mysteries of your great salvation, show to us the answer to your people's prayers of Hosanna, save now, in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We pray together the morning prayer.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
One thing, you're welcome to take, maybe I said this already, I don't remember, I'll repeat it. You're welcome to take the palm branches home if you would like. But right outside the front door, there's a cross with wires on if you want to stick them there. I think I did say that. This next, our final hymn, sing it robustly. It is, if you think about it, it's talking about Jesus as king and going into fight for our salvation. And it's a hymn of Palm Sunday, but it's a hymn of Palm Sunday leading into Holy Week and what he's done for us in Holy Week. It's a very wondrous hymn and helps us think about this Holy Week coming up. We sing.
Sing, my tongue, the glorious battle. Sing the ending of the fray. Now above the cross, the trophy, sound the loud triumphant lay. Tell how Christ, the world's Redeemer, time was come, he the Word was born of woman, left for us his Father's throne, blazed the path of truth. with 30 years accomplished, he went forth from Nazareth, destined, dedicated, willing, did his work and met his death. Like a lamb he humbly yielded on the cross his dying breath. Faithful cross, true sign of triumph, before all the noblest tree, none in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit thine equal be. Symbol of the world's redemption, for the weight that hung on thee. Unto God be praise and glory, to the Father and the Son, to the eternal Spirit honor, now and evermore be done. Praise and glory in the highest, while the timeless ages run.